In developmental math at community colleges, one controversy has been on how to teach factoring. I've been teaching myself over 10 years at a community college, San Jacinto College, and factoring has been discussed at numerous meetings, and I've seen it taught using many different approaches. There has lately been a push to use different methods besides the traditional guess and check method, but I still believe that the guess and check method is best for factoring easy trinomials. Those are the trinomials to which A equals 1, or the first term is the coefficient is 1. I feel like it's the best because it's the opposite of distributing, or we sometimes call it foiling. And FOIL is just an acronym used for a good way of the order in which to distribute. But I feel like the students see the concept behind what they're doing and understand it if they use that method. They will also remember it better. They can figure it out from doing the opposite of foiling even years later down the road. They probably will not remember some of the tricky or the other methods that would be used. And I also feel like all students can learn how to factor in this way with the easy trinomials. I have not run into difficulties with that. For the harder trinomials, however, I have used the guess and check method in the past, but I have recently begun to use the AC method, which the AC method just means that you multiply the first and last coefficients together, and using that number, you find the factors, two factors of that number that add or subtract to get the middle term in the trinomial, and then you use that to break that apart and use your clues for signs and come up with those two terms and the two signs that would be correct. Then you just bring down the first and last term and do factor by grouping. They seem to do well with a factor by grouping and would have already learned how to do that with four terms for factoring. So that kind of sets them up to be successful with this. And even though it's a little bit more steps involved, three or four steps involved to do it, they tend to get the right answer more consistently than if they were using guess and check for the harder trinomials, or the ones with a number as the first coefficient other than one. So with the combination of those two, using for the easy trinomials, use the guess and check, and then use the AC method for the harder trinomials, I'm having better luck because the students know that what they're doing with factoring is the opposite of foiling. They can see that it's kind of undistributing. And they also get a better method, I think. They're more consistently get the harder trinomials correct with the AC method. That's it. Thanks a lot.